Stompers, and Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Good morning. It's that little show that comes your way every Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. Unless you're a night owl and you're picking up the rebroadcast overnight at 2 a.m. It's the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. This is the final edition of our Medicine Ball Caravan Spring Fundraiser 2014 editions. Final time that I'll be up at bat to urge you to the phone or to your device to pledge support to KRVS. This is a community collaboration, more or less. And every one of you is as much a part of the station with your contributions of support. We need to hear from you. 482-5787 is the number. We have operators standing by that will take 2 minutes to get your information. And we will thank you with a premium. And we will thank you personally on air if you'd like. 482-5787, our pledge online, safely, securely at krvs.org. We're going to do all sorts of things this hour, listen to some classic tracks. We're going to hear one from 1967. I've been spinning tunes from the until recently unreleased album by Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band from right here in Lafayette, Louisiana, recorded in 1967 in the light of Sgt. Pepper. We're going to hear a track from the group fronted by Richard Orange back in the late 60s from right here in Lafayette. We're going to start with a group that is doing quite well right now from here in Lafayette. The Caravan has been in existence long enough to see this band, see its birth and grow to national attention. From Brass Bed's album, Melt White, this is Miniature Day Parade. 482-5787 or krvs.org.
There's no Bye.
1967, recorded right here in the Lafayette. Well, not recorded in Lafayette, but recorded by a group from the Lafayette area. Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band. And Edison is spelled with E-D-I-S-U-N. Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band, a fine group fronted by Richard Orange, along with Kim Foreman and Gary Simon Bertrand. Many, many thanks. Can't thank Gary Simon Bertrand for seeking me out, hooking up late recently, and turning me on to this these great recordings, and having the opportunity to share them with Southwest Louisiana, especially those of around my age who may remember seeing them back in the day. Before Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band, by the way, that was Red Day, the title track to the new album on Gearfab Records. It's called the Red Day Album, previously unreleased. The Beatles before that, from Sgt. Pepper, Getting Better, and Brass Bed doing Miniature Day Parade.
One, two.
13 minutes past the hour. Beautiful. You couldn't ask for a nicer day. Sunny. Cool. High today of 72 degrees. Rare op for April. Cloudy overnight, a low of 53, north breeze at 5. Sunny on Friday with a high of 75. Currently it's fair, 68 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Joey DeFrancesco, who we're listening to in the background, will be performing this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the jazz organist, master of the Hammond B3. That concert begins at 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can go to the ticket office or give ACA a call, 233-7060. Also this evening, blues guitarist, vocalist Anna Popovic, performing at Vermilionville's Performance Center. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8, tickets still available. Check out Vermilionville's website or search out Frank and Tony Productions. Great, great shows going on this evening right here in Lafayette. And this is also KRVS's spring fundraiser, day 4. We'll be here just through Sunday. It's our brief spring fundraiser. I'm trying to up the ante on support. If you rely on KRVS, as I say, it's a community effort. We supply the station, the producers, and we depend on our listeners to help us out. Keep bills going, keep electricity running, keep operations smooth, pay licenses. It takes a lot of money. And if you rely on KRVS, we need you to become a member, especially if you never have in the past. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Here on the Caravan, we expose the area to lots of new music by local acts. And it'd be great to hear from more local acts, folks who have had their music exposed to the area on KRVS. Maybe kind of steered a few people to your gigs. Put a value on that and please pledge your support. We've heard from many musicians throughout the community over the week, and we hope to continue to through Sunday. 482-KRVS, or pledge safely and securely online with your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. KRVS.org. Let's get back to music. In a few minutes, we're going to debut a new track from the latest release by Echo and the Bunnymen. That's right, Ian McCullough is back. The new album will be entitled Meteorites. But before we get to Echo and the Bunnymen, some classic Nick Lowe, and this brand new from the Chris Robinson Band. The new release called CRB. This is Shore Power.
Like love takes a lot of
echoes of Echo and the Bunnymen. They're back with a new album called Meteorites, and that's the first single just received yesterday. It's called Holy Moses. Ian McCullough and the company. Actually, it's a much smaller outfit these days. Kind of sounding middle of the road, if you ask me. But anyway, they're still at it. Echo and the Bunnymen. Before that, classic Nick Lowe from the Jesus of Cool album. Don't Want the Night to End. And the Chris Robinson Band with a new tune from their upcoming release, simply entitled, I think, just CRB, Chris Robinson Band, and Shore Power here on the Medicine Ball Caravan during our spring fundraiser. Please become a member of the club, the exclusive KRVS club. Help support what you rely on each and every day. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. More local music. This is the Lafayette Band Cones of Uncertainty with a track called Red Heaven. Please pledge at krvs.org. Bleed, classic Pixies here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. That came from the album Doolittle and Cones of Uncertainty from here in Lafayette with an unreleased tune, as we spin so many of those by local groups dropping off their demos. So sometimes you hear them months before they actually see a release. And you can get that right here on the Caravan just about every day, at least one time or another. Again, there was Cones of Uncertainty with a tune called Red Heaven. And this is KRVS's Spring Fundraiser 2014. With me in the studio is Judith Merriweather. And how are things going, Judith?
Good. We just want to thank a few people who've called or made their pledges online just recently. Julie Mullen, who is Heather Cole Mullen's mother. She made a pledge from Framingham, Massachusetts. She streams KRVS up there in Massachusetts, and she really loves our festival broadcasts. Thanks so much, Julie Mullen from Massachusetts. Thanks so much to Jason Leonard from Lafayette, a longtime supporter of KRVS, and he's making his pledge on behalf of the Louisiana Beard and Facial Hair Association based in Lafayette.
they're united.
They are. Thanks so much, Jason Leonard. Thanks as well to Mary Woosley from Lake Charles. We really appreciate that. Mary's been donating for many years, and she says thanks for being the quality that you are. We really appreciate that, Mary Woosley from Lake Charles. Thanks to Larry Broussard from Lafayette. We appreciate your contribution very much. And thanks to Janine DeCluett of Lafayette. We appreciate your contribution. And Deirdre Mouton from Lafayette making a contribution online. 337-482-5787 to support this program, Medicine Ball Caravan, hosted by Cecil Doyle, bringing so much pleasure to so many people for so many different reasons. Cecil, it's sometimes when I hear people say, oh, I love Cecil Doyle's program, and they describe the program, you touch so many different musical interests, and somehow it's all united in this wonderful program. But people really take different things away from the show.
Yes, certainly. Yeah, and it was great being out at festival. I mean, I was approached by so many people, so many young people. I mean, I'm surprised. I thought I might, you know,
you are not passé.
I guess so. I guess not.
You are not.
I thought being a child of the 60s, that the younger generation wouldn't be, you know, attracted to a program like this, but they apparently, or many are.
Yeah, so no, I've heard that as well.
It was great running into so many people over the weekend.
Yeah. So if you're a young listener to this program, please support it. This, you know, you might think this is just how public radio is, and everybody's got such cool programs. Well, you were hearing from people this morning, Missy Paskey Wood, who's lived in other states, and they don't. They don't have programs like this. They don't have a Cecil Doyle, Lee Klein Peter, and so many of these other curators of music, as David Dye calls you, creating these beautifully crafted programs. And I always love you're posting on Facebook when you've come up with the perfect program and you present it for the day, often with these great photographs. And it's a work of art. It's like a little work of art. And I know people feel that way. Please support this program, Medicine Ball Caravan and KRVS, that makes programs like this possible. And I know you're really here for the music and you want to hear what Cecil Doyle has got planned for you. It is day four. We're almost midway through our spring fundraiser. You've been listening for the past few days and trying to decide just how much you want to give. Well, if right now is a good time, make that pledge either by calling at 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or going to our website, krvs.org, and clicking on that red button up in the top right-hand corner and making your contribution. We're here with you through Sunday with the spring fundraiser. We would like to thank Cafe Vermilionville, who will be supplying our lunch today. We really appreciate that. And also to Carter Lyles and the Loving Cup. He's dropped off coffee for us this morning. We appreciate that so much. We'll get back on with Medicine Ball Caravan and Cecil's music, but we've got some great fun raising shows throughout the day, and we hope that you will take a moment to pledge your support.
Thanks so much, Judith, and thanks to all who have pledged their support so far this week during our spring fundraiser.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And quickly looking at some of the events going on around town, which, as usual, are many. Mojo will perform this evening at River Ranch Town Square. Sam Broussard will perform the Blue Dog Cafe. Blues guitarist, vocalist Anna Popovic plays Vermilionville's Performance Center. David Greeley will be at Joie de Vivre in Burbridge. Hammond B3 Master Joey DeFrancesco Trio perform at the Acadiana Center for the Arts tonight. It's Musicians Night at Scandals. The group Struggle Bus. Never heard of them? Well, listen who's in it. Roddy Romero, Keith Blair, and Chris Dirty Bro. Struggle Bus at the Blue Moon tonight. And the Drew Landry Band will be across the street at Artmosphere. On Friday, Crimes of the Heart begins its run at Cité des Arts. This is presented by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, directed by Cooper Helm, and it begins its run Friday night. I think there's a preview this evening as well. Check out Cité des Arts for that. Downtown Alive on Friday presents Richard LaBeouf at Parc Sans Souci from 6 through 8:30 p.m. It's the Road Doctor Review at the Blue Dog. Dear Greta, play the Wild Salmon. It's Carbon Poppies and the Cavemen at the Blue Moon Saloon. And Hearts Gone South perform Friday at Artmosphere. Moving to Saturday, PT and the Cruisers at the Blue Dog Cafe. It's the Road Doctor Review at Clementine's in New Iberia. Neat, Pope, and Native America at Wild Salmon. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie at Pat's Fisherman's Wharf in Henderson. Also Saturday at Sweet Cecilia and the Zordico Stompers at the Blue Moon Saloon. On Sunday, Sassafras Jubilee will be at the Blue Dog Cafe. And it's time once again for Stop the Clock Cowboy Jazz Review. The local supergroup. You heard them possibly during Festival International. We broadcast some of their performance during Festival. Anyway, they'll be performing from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Feed and Seed. Stop the Clock. And stay tuned. Coming up next, it's a live edition of Old Gold with Lee Klein Peter coming up. And at 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine with the Avalon Variety Hour. Got some classic Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels on the stack on vinyl. But first up, from his latest album, this is King Khan and the Shrines with Luckiest Man.
Baby, sock it. Turn the blue Eventually, if you learn to accept
Immortal organ sounds of Alan Price with Eric Burton and the Animals. That's House of the Rising Sun. Before that, three from 1966. The Peanut Butter Conspiracy with Eventually. Before that, the Swing Medallions with their single, which eventually was released on Smash Records, a group out of South Carolina. That song recorded at Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Double Shot of My Baby's Love, written by drummer Cyril Vedder from the Baton Rouge group, the Greek Fountains, back in the day. And before Swinging Medallions, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels with Sock It to Me Baby, and that final set of music began with the new one by King Khan and the Shrines, Luckiest Man, from the new album Idle No More. Closing out with some Milt Buckner, easing us out of here. Thanks to all who pledged their support during this week, and we'll be here through Sunday asking for your support. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Lee Klein Peter is next with Old Gold. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday.